This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, stick around. Who knows what news might break this hour? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part by the Stem Cell Health Institute. It has come to North Dakota. If you're suffering from osteoarthritis of the knee, that's me. I've had an injection in each knee. Pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. Find out about regenerative medicine. This could be exactly what you need. Why not go to the seminar and find out more? 1-888-973-1560 to find out when and where. 888-973-1560. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again. 7 after the hour. Scott Hennen back tomorrow. Gary Amadeth in today. And what's in your mind?
Hey, welcome back. We've been talking about economics in one lesson with Henry Hazlitt. We're probably over our 20 book limit, but if you want a copy, give us a call here at studio. I committed to giving away 100 of these. We're over 20 now, I believe, by many.
Right.
And so we only got an hour to go. But this is important for everybody to get their mind around it. So if you're a Hayek fan or a Hazlitt, you need to get a copy of it. We'll get it out to you. So in studio, we have Jared Hendricks. But before we do, I see we have Joshua, who's been waiting very patiently in Tioga to talk about Ron Paul. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you guys. And I'm absolutely thrilled that we're having this conversation. These are really great principles. I've read some of the Hayek and really enjoy some of those ideas and concepts. And we haven't heard a lot about the Ron Paul type movement since say 2012. But I feel like there is still a lot of us out there. And I look at a state like North Dakota, very reliant on a solid foundation for energy prices and commodity prices. And we realize that central banking and those things really do affect it.
No question. Josh, were you there yet?
Did you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Yep, all of a sudden you stopped there, and I thought you were still mid-sentence. So, I mean, I appreciate all that Ron Paul brought to the discussion, literally economics, and the young people it's brought engaged. And Jared Hendricks in studio here was very active in the Ron Paul movement, and Jared and I go back a number of years when I was chairman of the party, the Republican Party, and the Ron Paul people. And when Ron Paul ran in 2012, he came in second. He beat Mitt Romney. And I have to admit, I was Rick Santorum's guy. And I'm still a good friend of Rick. I actually texted him and talked to him a little bit on and off through texting over the weekend. And former senator from Pennsylvania. And Rick won the presidential caucus in 2012. And Ron Paul came in second. And Jared, you played an important part of that. So talk to us a little bit about that one. Just the whole idea of Ron Paul and why you got involved. And Joshua, feel free to jump in here if you got a comment on it. So go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, thanks. First of all, Josh, good to get a call from my old stomping grounds in Tioga. I used to be out there a couple of years ago turning pipe wrenches. But the Ron Paul thing, I think, has been very significant. You know, here's a man who was not successful in being elected presidency, but he laid the philosophic groundwork for a movement. And we're seeing the fruits of that, I think, especially with young people, and even to some extent, kind of laid the groundwork for this anti-establishment streak that arguably led to the election of Donald Trump in some respects, even though obviously Ron Paul and Trump are very different on some issues. But I think this goes back to the whole economics in one lesson discussion where, what Ron Paul did and what a lot of us are trying to do is lay this educational foundation for what the proper role of government should be in understanding basic economics, which, especially if you look at young people, like Gary said earlier, they're going one direction or the other. They're either going the Bernie Sanders route, which I think is a little scary, or they're going the Ron Paul route. And, you know, in either case, there's similarities because young people are attracted to idealism. Even if it's bad idealism, they're attracted to idealism. And I think both those guys gave that to young people. But I think the more we get those ideas out there and we can steer a future generation, you know, millennials even here in North Dakota is 31% of the population. And, you know, that is ripe for the picking. I mean, these are young people that know they're facing $20 trillion in debt, $70 to $100 trillion in entitlement commitments. I mean, it's insane. And they're looking for answers. So I think people like Ron Paul give them the answers they're looking for.
Yeah, so I always look at, say, someone from the Rick Santorum camp or the Romney camp. I'm from Utah. So, you know, I see where we align a lot with those folks. And I want them, those folks, to know that, yes, it's going to be a lot better option than, say, Bernie Sanders route.
Well, and I was a fan of Rick personally because maybe Rick and I aligned maybe on some moral family issues. I tend to be more on the conservative movement as opposed to the libertarian philosophy. And so Jared and I have had plenty of bantering about, you know, whether about the role of war and fighting wars. And I mean, I have to say this book, this Hazlitt book, does a great job of, you know, some people say, you know, what's great about war when it's all over, we got to rebuild everything. But you think of the billions and trillions of dollars that are wasted and the wasted lives that would have been put forward into it. And I get that argument that Ron Paul makes in that regard. And because I'm not a, I don't want to say I'm a warmonger, but sometimes we would debate about, you know, what point do you, as Americans, be involved in it? And I think Ron Paul challenged the Republican norm that it's so easy to go abroad and be the world policeman, you know, and frankly, we can't afford it anymore. I recognize that. And that's what Donald Trump did, an amazing job of calling that, bringing that forward. This
great
whole
discussion
debate
to have.
Yeah. So we also have in studio with us Reed Christensen, who just got elected recently to the Young Republicans. And Reed, I'd like you to, when we come back, I'm going to have him give you a little bit more background, but I'd like you to, I mean, here you're a millennial guy that has got involved in the process. You didn't choose Bernie Sanders' approach. You've chosen the conservative movement, or at least the Republican Party. I don't necessarily know all your background. Talk to us for just a second about why you, as a young millennial, I'm looking at you, I don't know how old you are, I'm guessing you're early 20s or somewhere in that neighborhood, why you are a conservative or libertarian as opposed to, you know, a lot of young people, they jumping onto Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Well, thank you for having me on. It has to do with where we want the future to be. And I think the government which governs least governs best. And obviously the principles Ron Paul talked about and have influenced me greatly. I've had parents and grandparents who've deeply poured into my life. I've talked to old people who are older people, I should say, older gentlemen.
Yeah, don't start being too careful about guys like me. Go ahead, I'm kidding.
Older gentlemen and ladies who pull me aside.
Gentlemen's a different thing.
Well,
careful with that one too. No, go ahead. Sorry, I won't interrupt you.
And tried to hear people out. What I like about millennials is, you know, we don't think we have all the answers. You know, we're willing to hear out and we're willing to listen. You know, you look at the age of Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders. You know, look at how old they were, and mm-hmm. the youth embraced them. And I think it was, you know, mutually beneficial for, you know, either movement. But, the heart of a conservative has always been, you know, libertarian, as Ronald Reagan talks about. You know, limited government, you know.
Well, and Reed, I would say that, you know, it's definitely a couple generations ago, but when I was your age, you know, I've said I was a Ronald Reagan baby. You know, I got involved and ran for our city commission. I was 21 years old in Washburn. I'm a Washburn kid. And ran for the legislature in 1984 during, you know, Reagan landslide. But North Dakota was not very Republican in those days. And anyway, I got beat. The last time I ran for an office was in 1984 as a state party chairman. I grew up in a Democrat family. When I say that, my dad wasn't really partisan, but I would say he voted Democrat. He always would say, you know, there's the Democrat administration, you know, farm prices are up, and he was a farmer, everything about him was he was a conservative. But for some reason, his mind, he thought the Democrats would take care of people a little bit more, but he didn't want to be taken care of. He was very much away. So I grew up thinking that my dad was kind of a Democrat, and so I did a paper in high school, 1976, that dates me, and I picked Jimmy Carter. I liked him. I'm kind of a bleeding heart. I'm a guy who cries at movies and all that kind of stuff, you know. So So Jimmy Carter sounded good. So I write this paper on Jimmy Carter, and I get halfway through the paper, and I go, when I looked what the Democrat Party believed, I go, I didn't believe any of this stuff. I became a Republican in high school, and on my first election, 1976, I voted for Gerry Ford. But out of that, I became a Ronald Reagan, and I got involved in Republican politics as a youngster because I just stumbled into it on my own. But, you know, a young person like you thinking, I think that's just fabulous.
And the truth attracts people. You know, when you believe ultimately that truth will prevail, you know, we may have a different road of getting there, but people along the way will take you aside, you know, and tell you their perspective. And I think it's your duty to hear them out.
Well, what I appreciate about hearing and seeing young people like what you're having to say is when you're young, you're idealistic and you want to change the world. And the key is that you're changing in the right direction because
Correct.
It can really
yep.
go the wrong way. And so that's why I'm giving away 100 copies of these books, and I'd like to have about 100 more millennials to read this book, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. So this is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community with great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to sell your family and raise your kids because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs. for school-age children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, up Highway 43, miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Find out more at TiogaND.net. 21 after the hour. What's in your mind? 701-250-550. 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hemmen back tomorrow. Gary Hemmeneth in now on What's in Your Mind.
Welcome back. I'm filling in for Scott, as Todd said. We got about three more segments to go, and I have a couple guests in studio, and we've had a little fun kind of talking a little bit about what libertarians believe. And one thing my wife and I have been talking about is, and she reads a lot, I'll say that. She loves the words and Wordmeister. And anyway, we've been talking about how less is more, and is America ready to hear a message like that, that less is more? And what does that mean in my mind? Well, what I would say, less taxation means more wealth. Less regulation means more productivity. Less government intrusion means more incentive and more innovation. And I'm not one that, I mean, obviously we have to have the basic needs of government to take care of our, whether it's our military, infrastructure, roads, et cetera. And I believe there'll be a big, probably a spending bill coming with infrastructure investment. But this Henry Hazlitt book that talks about economics and one less about government spending, you know, government doesn't create wealth. They only, you know, take and relocate. You know, they take money. They don't create jobs. Jobs they create are always short-term solutions, and they do a little bit to get the economy moving, but it's really a weird view, and that's why this book's important. So if you do want a copy of the book, Todd, would you give us that phone number again? I should have it written down. So if you want a copy, we're over into 20 copies, but I'm going to give away as many as we can get rid of because that's so important.
Wow. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228. 0550, and Manny will be the person that ends up picking up the phone. So.
Well, so please give us a call, and if you want to talk about some things that are on your mind, please do that. So in studio, I have Jared Hendricks. And Jared, what's this? I mean, let's talk a little bit about not necessarily the Ron Paul movement, but the libertarian movement, but the young people like Reed that are engaged in this process. And you're not that old, you're a young fella. And,
34.
34. So there you are. So you're still falling into that. So what group are you part of?
You mean in terms of...
yeah, you're not a millennial, 34.
I'm on the edge there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you'd be a Gen X or Gen Y?
No, not quite, yeah. Just on that, I like to keep myself free-ranging, you know, somewhere.
You don't want to... Okay, yeah. I got it. So what engaged, got you engaged in the political process? Because it comes at a sacrifice. When you do politics, a lot of times you work for free. You do it because... And there's a lot of volunteers involved in campaigns, getting people elected to office. Nobody gets paid for that. I mean, obviously there's some campaign people that do get paid. But in your world, you've got a lot of gratis stuff, you know, and, talk to me why you would do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe because I'm crazy. But the other option is, you know, Aristotle said that man is by nature a political animal. And I think in a way we are naturally drawn to that. You know, we're people are people, and they're drawn to that. And we have a society. We all want what's best for ourselves and our families, and so we try to find a way to make it work. And I just increasingly felt more and more compelled to get engaged. And a lot of it, you know, as Reed just said a minute ago, people are drawn to truth. And once I started to understand this philosophy and it became a sense of truth to me, I felt a moral obligation to get involved. And, of course, now, you know, I'm currently collecting a paycheck doing it, but you're correct. I mean, I've, you know, 90% of what I've done has been just volunteering and being engaged in that way. But, you know, to your point about going back to the book, Economics in One Lesson.
Which you gave to me and got this whole started. And you're going to spend a small fortune here to get these out. But I'm glad to do it. I can't give enough of them away.
Yeah, well, you better spend that burrito money somehow. But,
go ahead.
Yeah, but
you're writing this off in your taxes?
If you came to our house... if you came to our house, we used to live in a barn out in Lincoln, 8,000 square foot barn, you know, 1905 vintage, three floors. My good friend Curly Haugland and his wife Darlene built this place. Mm. We had the privilege of living in there for 8 years, and we sold it. We did a wedding business out of there in Lincoln. It's so full of books that, and they're all bought and paid for, and people come into my. In fact, my son, when he went to college, said, I can't wait to get away from all these books. I don't even bring friends over here. They think we live in a library. So, books are part of our life and part of the reason I don't have any money. So, So go ahead, Jared. Keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to add that, you know, on a serious note, I mean, when we talk about, you know, I said moral obligation, and I think that extends to even understanding economics and understanding the ingredients and mechanics of what really makes a free society function. And, you know, it's just like when you we talk about charity, you know, you mentioned, you know, your Jimmy Carter, you're writing your paper about that and being kind of bleeding heart. And I probably got a
D on it, but then, go ahead.
But, you know, that's one of the perceptions about sometimes conservatives and libertarians. You know, they don't have a heart. They don't care about people. They want to cut every program on the books. And, you know, I think it's always a question of where is the most effective way to help people. And when we empower ourselves with economic freedom, we find that problems in society often correct themselves. You know, charity, private charity is about 2% of GDP, $360-370 billion annually. I might be a little off on that number. But, you know, when we look at, for example, these comments from the president recently about Haiti and some of these other countries, and, you know, I think we all agree that he needs to use his words a little more wisely. Excuse me. But, you know, the issue there is, who's voting to send our tax dollars around versus who is giving their own personal money? You know, before Donald Trump was president, when he was just a private citizen, I mean, he would finance, you know, significant amounts of money to trips to go to, for example, eye surgeons to go down to Haiti and give free cataract surgeries and other things like that to help people who are in destitute poverty see again. So, you know, it's easy to throw around these accusations about words, but I think actions are really what matter. And I think that's the kind of society we need to move towards. And when we have a government that does everything for us from cradle to grave, I think sometimes we forget the personal responsibility we have to charity, to helping others.
Well, and I've had a lot of international friends over the years, and they consistently would say to me about how America is such a generous country. And we are, to your point about Donald Trump, why he gets grief for all this stuff. Been a very generous person using his wealth that he personally created, using spending his money, not someone else's, which is why I get obsessed with these liberals who take other people's money and become generous and think they've done something.
Yeah, it's very easy to be charitable with other people's money.
Yeah, amen. So we got PJ in Bismarck. He's got a question or comment for our guest. So PJ, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you three guys for touching on the topics you're touching on. I think it's important, and I appreciate the work you guys are doing. And I'm interested in learning more about your stances and your platform when you have your candidacy for the state senate or for the U.S. Senate.
Hey, PJ, thanks. We'll get there. Most people that know me know I know where I stand on most of the issues, but I got to articulate it in you know, something that someone get a hand on. So I look forward to doing that, provided I get into the race here. So
I just haven't paid attention to your stances, so I'd like to hear them.
Okay, PJ, thank you. So this is Gary. I'm going to fill in for Scott Hennin. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes with What's on Your Mind.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thompson Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services since 1908, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Not only residential services, but commercial services. It's one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. They pride themselves on thousands of buildings. They've installed the plumbing and piping systems not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but throughout the state of North Dakota. Link Service Contractor allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Financing available, free estimates, 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, HATandSons.com as well. H.A. Thompson and Sons, 27 before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind, and your guest host today, Gary Eminent.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. And before we go back to our guest, a friend of mine sent me an article, and it really kind of ties back into what we've been talking about, Henry Hazlitt's book on economics in one lesson. And it's an article I read this morning, getting ready for the show, and it was talking about, guess which state has the highest poverty rate in the country? It's not Mississippi, it's not New Mexico or West Virginia. But it's California. And here's a state that I've spent a lot of time in doing a lot of business and a lot of time on, California. And the article goes on. It was in the LA Times. It was an editorial opinion by Kerry Jackson. But he talks about that nearly one out of five residents in California are poor. That according to the Census Bureau supplementary poverty measure, which factors in the cost of housing, food, utilities, clothing, et cetera, one in five are what they consider poor. With incomes of 200% above the poverty line, there's still a large block of people receiving that. Where local government spends $958 billion from 92 to 215 on public welfare. Why is this not working? He goes on to say, California Democrats have been long free to indulge in blue state ideology while paying little or no political price for this, and it's gone on. For California, one in nine Americans live in California, and it has the largest one in three Californians are welfare recipients. So while they've had generous spending, it's not it's failed to decrease poverty. It actually seems to have made it worse. And then he goes on to talk about while there's reform and welfare reform in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Virginia, and President Clinton, my hat's off to him, working with Republican Congress and Newt Gingrich, where they had to reform, California continued to spend more and more on welfare recipients. And he talks about the self-interest in social services community may be as much at fault of an economist, William Nickinson, replying back in 71, public agencies seek to maximize their budgets through which they acquire increased power, status, comfort, and security to keep it growing its budget, enhance its power. A welfare bureaucracy has an incentive to expand its customer base. with over 883,000 full-time equivalent state and local employees in California, has enormous bureaucracy, and yet they continue to fail their citizens who need the most help. So, Jared, that policy in California, this is what draws guys like you into this process, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And you know, that is the nature of government, for it to lobby for itself or to make itself grow. And, you know, to connect back to what I said before the break about welfare, if you look at those states that have a lot of those programs, they also happen to have the lowest rates as a percentage for charity, for private charity. So there is a correlation there. You know, and on the extreme end, we look at nations that have had rampant social welfare programs, like in Venezuela. And, you know, people right now are starving in the streets in Venezuela. I mean, children, I mean, it's a real tragedy. And so I think, you know, we look at these programs, sometimes we get a lot of, you know, well-meaning politicians that have the bleeding heart, as you said, and they want to get in and put in these programs, but they don't think about the consequences, the unintended consequences of policy and the unintended consequences of dependency from that policy. And that is what Economics in One Lesson addresses. It addresses a lot of the fallacies that unfortunately underscore a large percentage of government policy.
Well, you know, this article talks about in California where some people are spending as much as 30% of their income on housing. And California continues to put, you know, restrictions in on land use. It drives up land prices. They've gotten more aggressive with carbon dioxide emissions. It drives up energy. I mean, it's not uncommon when gas is $2.50 back here in North Dakota. I've paid $4.50 in California. So how does that help the lower economic-based people that are living in California trying to survive, pay house bills? And I've seen where they've said because of this driving up the utilities and these regulations and these emission craziness, some people pay as much as 15% of their income to pay their utility bills. And so these programs of trying to, you know, be these do-gooders and just not being able to fund the programs, it's just out of control.
Yeah, it really doesn't help those individuals, you know. And even when we talk about anything the government does, wage and price controls, excess regulations, and of course there are certain regulations that are good. I mean, you want a fair and even playing field of rules to follow. I mean, that's what regulations should be, but you know, when it comes to even something like minimum wage, I mean, when you artificially restrict what people can be paid, you actually drive potential positions out of the market because, you know, think about it. If you own a business and you've owned businesses, Gary, I mean,
yep,
you are forced to pay employees a certain amount. Well, you're probably going to hire less employees.
Well, I mean, one of the big things is California is driving the minimum wage up. And I think that's a whole other debate for another thing. But they're talking about taking the minimum wage from $10 to $15 by 2022. And it talked a lot about the people are going to be forced out of the market. We're not going to have jobs, which is going to just drive that whole labor force out of the welfare rolls, which is really a problem.
And say hello to Flippy. I'm not joking. Flippy is the name of a robot that is being put in place in a California fast food chain. I can't remember the name of it, but I remember the name of the robot. It's called Flippy. And so this robot flips hamburgers. You know, and obviously, to some extent, those technological developments are happening anyway, but they happen a lot faster when you increase costs to businesses and impediments to businesses through regulations. They're going to find a way around it because the market works. You know, so what we really need to be more concerned about as a society is not what we can do to suffocate businesses and productivity and savings and capital growth and wealth, but what can we do to make more, you know, we don't want rich people to be less rich. We want more poor people to be more rich.
Amen. I mean, that's what I think is fascinating is Donald Trump, how he spoke to, I mean, here's this guy that's a billionaire, and you have the liberal millionaires and hundreds of millionaires that are related to Hollywood and, you know, whatever, the two coastal areas that are totally left to our policy that we would believe that would drive this economy, the two coasts on the ocean. And they just have an obsession with other people's money, giving it away, and they just haven't gotten figured out that people want to be freed up to go do what they can do and the innovation and all the creativity that comes by freeing people up to do what they want to do. And Reed, I got a question for you. So here we're talking about this economics and freedom and being a self-starter, going out and making stuff happen on your own, and you're saying that, you know, as you were talking earlier about how the young people are still asking the right, you know, wanting to ask questions and reflecting on some of this stuff. Where do you hear your friends, and being a YR, you know, chairman, where's the young people that their mindset today about what do they expect from the government?
You know, there are, I'd say to a large extent, millennials are disenfranchised. You know, they feel cut off. They feel like their voices aren't heard. And, you know, hence they draw back from it. There's not a lot of engagement of young people. And I think we can change that. I have been welcomed by, like I mentioned earlier, numerous, you know, older gentlemen, ladies, pulling me aside, you know, taking the time to invest in, you know, my life, you know, as a whole. And I think the more we do that, you know, with the compassion and care out of our hearts to the younger generation, the upcoming generation, you know, my peers, the better we are going forward.
So Reed, tell us a little bit about the organization, the YRs. It's Young Republicans. What age group? How do they get involved? And what does that all mean?
So, Young Republicans are ages 18 to 40. Get involved at your local districts. So we're, I guess, arms and legs of the Republican organization in North Dakota, you know, geared towards younger people. So we still use, you know, the same, you know, districts and everything as the parent party. And, the Republican platform, you know, look to implement and teach, you know, the principles of the Republican Party, the platform on which it stands, you know, limited government, self-responsibility, you know, moving forward into the election, being the arms and feet, you know, getting out, making phone calls, knocking on doors, basically, you know, helping campaign and getting Republicans elected across North Dakota.
Now, the YRs are, there's a national organization that you're really a part of, and you come under the umbrella of the either the Republican National Committee, but also the state party. As far as I knew, the YRs really haven't been organized as a organization in North Dakota until really recently. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You want to talk a little bit about that at all, as far as what that means and just kind of the organization and how people can not only get in touch with you guys, but also I'm sure the Democrats, and if you're Democrats out there, liberals, I'm sure the Democrats have some kind of party. I guess the point where I'm at is we need to have our young people involved and engaged and debating, having rigorous discussion on the topics. That's what I love about what Ron Paul did. I wasn't afraid of that debate and that discussion because I just felt if people are engaged, they affect change, and I believe truth wins out. And when people are thinking and talking about this stuff, change happens. And that's what I'm thrilled about. Even under Bernie Sanders' side, I mean, the fact that these young people are engaged in the process, that's better than just all. I mean, while I'm a football fan and all those kind of things, you know, that stuff really doesn't really matter that much. If the Vikings have a miraculous comeback like they did this last week, and my poor brother who quit watching it, just another disappointed Viking fan, and then all of a sudden snatched a victory out of defeat, you know.
Now we're getting into controversial topics.
but at the end of the day, you know, that really doesn't matter. It does. It's part of our outlet. But having these discussions like what you're doing even the Democrats, that's really, really important.
So we're working on becoming nationally chartered for the North Dakota Federation, or Young Republicans Federation, excuse me. And, you know, our website will be up shortly. It's going to be ndyr.org. And, you know, we have an email, chair@ndyr.org. If you want to email questions, you know, that's again, chair@ndyr.org.
And that's C-H-A-I-R, like a chair.
Correct.
Sitting on. Yeah. Yep. Okay, chair. Yeah. So that's a way to get involved. And it was really an issue where Kelly Armstrong, current Republican chairman, kicked off, wanted to get the YRs engaged and
correct.
And had an election. And here you are, and here the chairman, and you got a committee and organization out doing stuff. So,
yes.
So I really appreciate you joining today. We got one more segment. Stay with us, Jared. And Reed, you're going to get one more last shot to pass some wisdom on to our guests. So this is Gary. I'm going to fill in for Scott Hennen. We got one more segment. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Dakota's known a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only seven states meeting all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. More than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact. The CYA poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure, protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at secureenergyfuture.org. 10 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, Gary Emineth in for Scott Hennon today.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We've had a robust, quick 2 hours that I can't believe they go by that quick. And all of you that have called in for the book, The Economics in One Lesson, we got well over 20. I'm going to have to order more books. I got 20 that are actually on the way to my home that I don't have yet. But I know I'm going to have to buy about 25 more, so it might take a week or 10 days for me to get the copy. I'm going to give you one quick thing. My email address is Gary, G-A-R-Y, Emineth, E-M-I-N-E-T-H, at me.com. Me as in Mary, E as in everybody.com. If you don't get your copy, email me, and I'll get your copy out. Try to keep it below 1,000 requests, but I'll try to get that done. So anyway, I want to make
sell
sure.
More burritos.
At the end of the day, if you don't get a hold of me somehow, call Todd Mitchell, 701-258-0550, and say, where's my copy? And we'll make sure we get it out. So as we wrap up here, Jared Hendricks, you got a hat that says Make North Dakota Conservative Again. You got a big job ahead of you as you are campaign manager for Kevin Cramer. Give us a 1 or 2 minute thought as we wrap this show up.
Yeah, well, and again, Gary, thanks for the opportunity. You know, this year is a midterm, and historically, midterms always favor the out party, meaning the party that's not in the White House. And, you know, that being said, you know, Kevin has been reelected by wide margins, and so we feel pretty confident about it. But, you know, one of the things we don't want to do is take it for granted. And so, you know, Kevin made the decision about a month and a half ago to bring on full-time staff to really take it up a notch. So I'm going to do what I can to make that happen. And I'm excited about it. You know, Kevin is a man of the people, and I'll tell you one thing. You know, I had a conversation with Kevin on Friday. Actually, we sat down and we were talking about an area policy where we disagreed. And the good thing about it is, you know, Kevin said to me, you know, I hired you to be you, Jared. I didn't hire you to be me. You know, I want to get your input and I want to listen to you. And that, I think that really says a lot about the kind of guy he is. So, you know, I really encourage everybody listening, you know, call in tomorrow. He's going to be on the radio. You know, he is accessible. He'll take any question. He's not afraid of any question. And I think that's a big part of why he makes a good congressman. So we're going to do what we can to get him elected. I would direct people to www.kevincramer.org. Again, that's kevincramer.org for the website, for the campaign. If anybody wanted to reach me personally, they can email me at libertyhendricks@gmail.com. That's Liberty Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X, @gmail.com.
I appreciate that, Jared. And the thing I will say, Congressman Cramer will be here tomorrow. I was hoping to interview him, but it turns out Scott got back. He didn't go to D.C. because of blood clot. And so I would remind listeners out there, if you're a faith-based person and you believe in prayer, I would ask you to offer prayers up for our good friend Scott Hennon, who
absolutely
hosts the show. And he will be here tomorrow hosting Kevin. And one thing I'll say about Congressman Cramer, I mean, he's there's no one in Washington, no congressman, no senator that does and makes himself as accessible as he is. I mean, he is the most accessible politician in North Dakota, perhaps North Dakota history. And I will just say he's been amazing that way, and he's a good friend.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know, the other thing is, you know, here's a guy who, and hopefully he doesn't not like me saying this, but he's not independently wealthy. You know, and he's a running joke that at his hospitality suites at the convention, he doesn't do the fancy china. He just does Chick-fil-A, you know, for the people. So I think that says a lot, you know, and people respect that. They respond to that, and especially the openness.
Well, Kevin's been a great grassroots. I mean, it's not great when people want to buy elections, and that's a lot of times the case. And Kevin Cramer's a man of the people. He's been out working. And so as we wrap up, I'll turn to you, Reed, and just say thank you for coming to the show today. Give our listeners just one more thing about the YRs, who you are. Give us your name again and how to reach out to the YRs.
Thank you for having me on air, Gary. Chair@ndyr.org is how you can reach me right now. Our website will be ndyr.org. I just want to wrap up by saying thank you to all the mentors, all the people who laid the foundation for the Republican Party in North Dakota. I intend to build on the shoulders of giants, and I think the future of North Dakota is bright moving forward.
Well, that's a great, insightful thought from a young man, and I really appreciate all you do and the fact that you're engaged. And I would say to the Democrats out there, you need to get engaged in the process because the Democrat Party is basically decimated in the state. You know, there's not a lot going on, and I would encourage all the young people to get involved in the process. I'm hoping they
all young people.
And I hope they come to see the right way of thinking. Of course, I'm well biased, but anyway, that's kind of a joke, but not really. I do mean that they need to be involved in the process. And Jared and Reed, thanks for joining us today here in studio.
Yeah, it was fun.
And KFAR, and what's on your mind? Todd, thanks for having me back.
Good to have you.
And I that little announcement that got stuck in there that my good friend Rob Port put out there that you asked me about. So I was blindsided by it, but there is consideration about it. U.S. Senate, so I will say that. So
under consideration.
Under consideration.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So this is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen. Thanks for listening today. Tomorrow, Scott Hennen will be back. And put your prayers up for him. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.